listening to Markaz al-Sahaba, the voice of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah.
نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, our honorable shaykhin, our beloved, respected ustad and sheikh, Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahib Hafizahullah, our honorable principal, Hazrat Maulana Shabir Saluji Sahib Hafizahullah, the esteemed listeners of Sirius FM and the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. To you, the esteemed listeners, the brothers, sisters who are here, many of us are unaware of what happened prior to our talks. Alhamdulillah, we arrived here at around 4 o'clock and we went to the residence of our brother Ibrahim Asmar, a very, very old colleague, friend of ours. And subhanallah, today is a special day for him, his family and his beloved daughter. She completed the Quran Sharif. Now let us just start from there. Quran Sharif was revealed to Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the dusty cave of Hira. Today that Quran Sharif has spread to all parts, all continents of the world. I was with a travel agent this morning and he's telling me how many students we are going to send to South America for the month of Ramadan to perform Taraweeh. This is the sharaf, the honor which Almighty Allah Jalla Wala has blessed this ummah with. In my travels, when I went to Russia in September, so we find the masjid there in the heart of Russia, Moscow, Jummah time, 20,000 people in the masjid. Eid al-Fitr, Eid al-Adha, 250,000 people. Obviously the masjid cannot accommodate such a large amount, but the police and authorities cordon off the whole area. This is in the heart of Russia. 150,000,000 people, 25,000,000 people, Muslims, and subhanallah, so many ulama, so many huffaz. I want to share with you what is Quran Sharif, brothers. If you know Russian history, you will know that Lenin died in the year 1924. In 1924, prior to his death, 2-3 months prior to his death, he signed the decree. And he said, in that vault, in that safe, there is a book, and that book does not belong to us. It belongs to the Muslims, and it must be given to the Muslims. Lo and behold, he dies. That book is given to the government in Uzbekistan. 1st September 1990, they received their independence, and we find that I was there now last year, also in September, 27 years later. When you go to Tashkent, which is the capital of Uzbekistan, so ulama, we study Usul Ushashi. The old name of Tashkent is Shash. So the alim who wrote, the author, hails from that part of the world. When you go to the main museum of Tashkent, so you will find the Quranic verse written, Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidun. Verily, we revealed this Quran Sharif gradually. Wa inna lahu lahafidun. And we are the protectors of it, no addition, no omission. Just to draw a comparison, I always say this on the radio. If you take the Bible, then you will find they say according to Mark, according to Matthew, according to Luke. Why they put according to? Because you must remember, none of them met Isa alayhi salatu salam. None of them are disciples, as they call, of Nabi Isa, Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him. So we say that when you study Christianity, you have so many different versions of the Bible that even the versions get confused. But us, any part of the world you go, is the same Quran Sharif. We have millions of people, alhamdulillah, who by heart read and committed the Quran Sharif to memory. So that Quran Sharif, when you look at it, you will see the Quran Sharif is open. You will find blood stains there. You will find UNESCO certificate there. And they will tell you that this is the original copy of that Quran Sharif, which Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu awarda, was reading. And when the enemies came and martyred him, the blood gushed out, oozed out, and fell on those pages of the noble Quran. Imagine we have that Quran Sharif. When you visit these parts of the world, in Uzbekistan, in Tashkent, you will see that. If you study our country, my ustad, Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia, Hafizahullah, his ustad is Sheikh Salih Abadi. If you study the life history of Sheikh Salih Abadi, before Fajr, he used to read 5 Juz, 5 Suparas daily before Fajr. The day he did not come for Fajr, the students went to see, وَانْتَقَلَ إِلَىٰ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. He passed away, and the Quran Sharif was here on his chest. That is what we have produced in South Africa, that people who dedicated their lives for the noble Quran. So today our daughters, they becoming a hafiz of the noble Quran. When I was in Japan, all of you, our Hazrat Mahashabir Sahib rightly was speaking about the cell phone and how much time we waste and kill on it. So my brothers, if you go to your cell phone and just Google R2, A-T-U. R2 is the world's most famous artist today. A-T-U, not Muslim. His wife is 87 years old now, approximately. His wife embraced Islam in her 80s. Lo and behold, she passed away also as a Muslim. And then we find her daughter, she embraced Islam. Today, she is 16 Jews, Hafiza of the Noble Quran. When I was in Japan, my wife met her and I met the husband. His two sons are becoming Hafiz, right in the heart of Tokyo. See how Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in places you would not dream of. I went to one madrasa, 5 young boys, 5 young girls, not one of them baligh, and they studying. I asked the Imam Sahib, they kya kar rahe hai? Ustad from Pakistan, Qari Sahib. He says, sab heaps kar rahe. So I tested few of them, subhanallah. I was so happy and elated. In the heart of Japan, you find the heaps of Quran is going on. This is the miracle. Take the Quran Sharif, we have the best, and we should share it with the rest. Remember, that is our constitution. So this we congratulate, we salute our daughter Fatima, the daughter of Ibrahim Asmal. I know Ibrahim is not only your effort, it's the mother's effort also. Behind every successful man is not a woman, is an exhausted woman, you know. So you must remember, should be Mubarak Badi to them also. Thereafter, then was Asr Salat. Then we went to for the foundation of the madrasa. What is a madrasa, brothers? A madrasa is the place where we connect ourselves to Almighty Allah. Current, and you got A and C and no current. So things go on, there is generator is on, sajda is so is on, don't worry. So anyway, brothers, so what happens in a madrasa? In a madrasa, remember that we connect ourselves to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. We connect ourselves to Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Where was the first madrasa? We go to the Haramain Sharifain. When you go to Safa, in the olden days, you should see in the 60s, 70s, there was a door they called Bab-e Arqam. The Sahabi Arqam radiallahu anhu's house was there. That was one of the first madrasa. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala embraces Islam in that house, becomes the 40th person to embrace Islam. For the first time in the history of Islam, Sahaba in chorus, in unison, shout, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Aslama Umar, Aslama Umar. Jibreel alayhi salatu salam descends, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is not only you, the people on this earth who are rejoicing. We in the sky are also rejoicing. Umar has become radiallahu ta'ala anhu arda. That is the madrasa. If you want to study sadaqat, you go to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. You want to study adalat and justice, you go to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. You want to study sakhawat and generosity, you go to Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu. You want to study shaja'at, bravery, you go to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. You want to study siyasat, you go to Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. That is a madrasa. Every field, dunya ko chamkaya. Today when we go in different parts of the world, we always ask, which sahabi is buried here? So that we go and we pay. When I was in Uzbekistan, we visited Imam Bukhari rahimahullah's grave. How sad today. When I left there, I was crying. Not because I just went to the grave of Imam Bukhari rahimahullah, but the people who took me there, the driver and the guide. So the lecture was rendered in the Uzbek language. So whilst returning, I asked the driver and the guide, what was the Imam Sahib saying? Because I don't know Uzbek language. So the driver said, I didn't perform Jummah Salat. He came with me, he's outside, but he didn't perform Jummah Salat. Imam Bukhari is buried there. I asked him, why didn't you perform? I was so upset. He said, I didn't take a bath, I didn't take ghusl. I asked the guide, you? He said, my life I didn't perform Salat. I asked him, why? He said, that because I don't even know a single surah of the Noble Quran. So one side, you see the giants emanated and hailed from that part of the world. Sahib Hidayah and all of them. Imam Bukhari, Rahimullah and so forth. And now you see the halat and condition. So think about it seriously, brothers. You go to South Korea. Subhanallah, when I landed in Seoul, it was Saturday night. So Amir Sahib came to fetch me. His name, Muhammad Ilyas. So I told him, MashaAllah, Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas Sahib, Nawwar Allah Umr Qadahu, ne dunya ko chamkaya da'wat o tabligh ke kaam se. Aur aap yahaan ke Amir Sahib, he is from Bangladesh. So we are speaking, I asked him, Ahliya, family, wala sab khair. Say, nahi, biwi to waha hai, Bangladesh mein. So I told him my famous line, you know, no wife, no life. So sometime he phones me from there. He say, no wife, no life. Understand? Anyway, cut story short. So he told me quarter to six, 6 o'clock Fajr Azan. Time starts for Fajr in Seoul. So he told me quarter to six, two brothers will come, they'll fetch you, then you must come with them. I said, fine. So when I came out, Saturday night, Inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi raji'un. South Korea, Saturday night, and where we were, whole night, the disco, the clubs are busy, busy. Lucky there's two brothers, one this side, I'm in the middle. You walk outside, Fajr time, they're still drunk, and they're walking like this, they'll fall on us with the alcohol. That's why Islam said, no wine, no swine. Everything Islam says is for our benefit. Nevertheless, 5 minutes walk, when we came there, I saw the masjid, two beautiful minarets. I said, who built this masjid? He said, the Turks built it when there was a war. Then, at South Korea, North Korea, they sided with South Korea. And they said, our soldiers, they want to pray, some of them. So they said, you build the masjid, we give you permission. Beautiful masjid, the biggest masjid in South Korea. That is a markaz. When I went there, Amir Sahib said, no, you must come to the room. And so he said, see, you must make imamat Fajr time. I said, me imamat nahi kar. He said, you must make. I said, chalo. He said, after that, give talk, first in Arabic, then in English, then Urdu. He said, Urdu takreer bahut sunte hai, but now it's mixed crowd. Sunday morning, South Korea, Fajr time, more than 100 brothers in a masjid. So I said, I'm sure they didn't come for me because they never know I'm coming. So I said, Amir Sahib, ye kya? He said, nahi, shab guzari hai. Brothers, I say this openly. In this day and this age, the greatest work we can do is the work of Dawat and Tabligh. Leave all that what's going on. So remember, we get connected to the work of Dawat and Tabligh. I tell you one story, what happened in Japan. Well, I just bring Fazail Salat, the old copy. So you will see, Fazail Salat, the person who translated it, you'll get his name now, Brother Arshad. Brother Arshad is from Pakistan. In 1956, his company sent him to Japan. When he reached there, he saw everything all haywire, mixed up. He sent a letter, that time know all the specs and email and so forth. Just open Fazail Salat Slati. So you will see that, you'll see his name here in the starting, Fazail Salat. See, here's his name, Abdul Rashid Arshad. See, Fazail Salat, Abdul Rashid Arshad. I'm speaking of this brother. So 1956 he went from Pakistan to Japan. And then he wrote a letter to the Amir Sahib that time, Haji Gulzar Sahib. They said, Foran ek Jamaat ab bhej dijiye. Jamaat left. Haji Gulzar Sahib, everybody came. Subhanallah, they made effort, everything there. So they got few Japanese brothers at that time to come to Pakistan. There was one brother, Japanese, Umar Mehta, not our Maimon Mehta, Mehta, M-E-T-A. Umar Mehta came 40 days, 40 days became 4 months, 4 months became 9 months. While he's busy with Jamaat and so forth, Dawat Tabligh, he was a linguist par excellence. Every day he's translating the Quran Sharif in the Japanese language. The 9 months he spent in Pakistan in 1956, he translated the entire Quran Sharif in Japanese. The barakat of Dawat and Tabligh, brothers. Anywhere you go in the world. So we got Ishtima here in Escort, we got Ishtima in Miaswam. So wherever we are, let us attend, inshallah, make dua also now. Allah Ta'ala make all these Ishtimas kamiyab also, and wherever in the world, inshallah. So we laid the foundation, Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahib, Hazrat Maulana Shabir Sahib, the other senior ulama, Mufti Saleji Sahib, all of them, mashallah. So in that way, we building madrasas. What we doing? We doing some networking. From Makkah Mukarramah, the madrasa came to Madinah Munawwarah. What was happening in Madinah Munawwarah? Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the teacher. Sahaba radiallahu anhum are the students. The curriculum is the Quran and Sunnah. The Quran is saying that. Yu'allimuhumul kitaba wal hikmah. Who is going to take the examination? Almighty Allah Himself. Ulaika alladhina imtahana Allahu qulubahum littaqwa. So we see that the announcement is made, lahum maghfiratu wa ajrun azim. They passed with flying colors. Allah gave them certificate. Radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. And wa kullu wa'adallahu al-husna. So my brothers, sisters, children, we must protect the honor of the honorable sahaba. That is important and integral part of our iman. We must never allow ourselves to be silent. People abuse us, criticize us, it's fine. We must get used to it. But once they criticize sahaba, I give you one Quranic verse, one hadith. Think what's happening to those people who are abusing, criticizing sahaba. See what Quran says. It is the battle of Tabuk, the 90th of the Hijrah, this month of Rajab. And we see what happens. Announcement is made. Every male who's able, capable, must participate. Mustadrak Hakim's riwayat, 30,000 sahaba participated in the battle of Tabuk. I've been to Tabuk also, alhamdulillah. By plane, it will take you 1.25 hours. Sahaba had to leave Madinah Munawwara mid-summer, 45, 50 degrees heat, and they traveled. Sahaba came, the logistics now, Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda, 100 camels, next day 100 camels, next day 100 camels, 300 camels, Bukhari Sharif's hadith, 1,000 gold coins, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spinning the gold coins. So happy with Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu. What the munafiqeen would say, the hypocrites, they're mura'in, you're just doing for name and fame showing off, Allah forbid. Poor sahaba came, they brought a meager sum, and they brought few dates and so forth. They say, you waste time, what is good is this? If you brought a substantial amount, they would object. You bring a small amount, they object. Allah defended the honor of sahaba. Make mental notes, Surah 9, verse 79. Surah 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 79. Alladhina yalmizuna al-muttawiyina minal mu'minina fi sadaqat, walladhina la yajiduna illa juhdahum. فَيَسْخَرُونَ مِنْهُمْ. So those people who were spending wholeheartedly in the path of Almighty Allah, these enemies cursed them, criticized them, abused them, and mocked at them. فَيَسْخَرُونَ مِنْهُمْ سَخِرَ اللَّهُ مِنْهُمْ. Allah says, He will mock them, وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. For them is a horrible, terrible, painful punishment. So think about it, who are sahaba? Those chosen students, selected students from Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as Abdullah ibn Masood radiallahu ta'ala anhu taught us, اختارهم الله لشحبة نبيه وإقامة دينه. Secondly, حديث ترمذي شريف عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنه reports قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا رأيتم الذين يسبون أصحابي when you see those people swearing abusing my companions فقولوا then say لعنة الله على شركم Allah's curse be upon you for the evil you are perpetrating. Now let's go further and I'll end off on this. Who is Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, brothers? Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is Noor. Allahu Nooru Samawati Wal Ard. Who is Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Noor. Qad Jaakum Min Allahi Nooru Wa Kitabun Mubeen. What is the message and mission of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Surah Ibrahim chapter 14 verse 1. لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ O Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you take the people out from the darknesses in which they are groping in and bring them to the nur, the radiance, effulgence and celestial light of Islam. What is Quran Sharif? وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ نُورًا مُبِينًا Who are you, O Muslim, O Muslima? أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَىٰ نُورٍ مِّن رَبِّهِ Allah has opened our hearts and bosoms and let in our heart the iman, the nur, in everything go inside, the inner recesses of our heart. So that is what we are. We are the ambassadors. We have load shedding. When you have load shedding, you take one candle and then you kindle another candle. So take this nur, my Muslim brother, sister, and spread it to the whole world. Now when you go, I've been to New Zealand 3 times. If you want the history of New Zealand 160 years ago, the Chinese came there, they found gold in one of the most beautiful places in the world, and that is Queenstown. When I went there, it was blanketed with snow, magnificent spectacle. I told that helicopter, I saw that, I said, you take me with helicopter on top of the mountain now to go land on that. So alhamdulillah, all that we experienced. So when you go there, you see the China place, still now, small rooms there. They came there not for deen. They came there to dig for gold, to find nuggets of gold 160 years ago. And lo and behold, the people were so impressed, they started embracing Islam. When I went one day there, so one lady, Kiwi lady, white lady came. I want to embrace Islam. So I called my wife and said, explain to her a few things and then I'll do the last formalities as we say, and any questions she has. This is what they cannot tolerate. Their own people embracing Islam. BBC has a documentary. The fall of the cross and the rise of the crescent. The fall of the cross, the decline of the cross and the rise of the crescent. The churches are empty. The numbers are dwindling. The masajid are full. There's no place. They have to make place. They cordon off the roads and the streets. So Islam is spreading. So what the media wants to do, what these people, the real terrorists want to do, they are the real terrorists. And state terrorism, I'll give you 2 incidents. This person who committed this heinous crime, what they want, he said it, he spelled it out. يُرِيدُونَ يُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ They want to extinguish the nur and effulgence and celestial light which Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is giving humanity. Allah motivates us. وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ وَلَوْ كَرِيَ الْكَافِرُونَ Allah Jalla Walal will let Islam prevail and go across the whole world. Even if the non-Muslims hate it and detest it. It's not the first time this has happened. So many places it has happened. Go see in Kashmir. How many of our masajid have become shaheed? Go see in Palestine. Ramadan is now 1.5 months, just less than 2 months away. Go to history, Khalilur Rahman, Hebron, 1994 Ramadan. Learn what has happened, my brothers. So in 94 Ramadan, in Khalilur Rahman, in Hebron, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam is buried there. Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam is buried. Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam is buried. Their honorable spouses are buried. I read Saladin 89-92. So Baruch Goldstein, that's the terrorist, entered the masjid Fajr time. While they were reading Fajr Salat, from the back there he came with his gun, he mowed down 29 of them, a massacre. The others were injured, they succumbed to the injuries, the death toll, 69, 70 of our brothers became shuhada. What happened? What happened after that, O Ummah and Muslimah? What happened, O Sirius FM, Markaz Sahaba listeners? You must remember the Zionist apartheid regime. There they built a shrine for Baruch Goldstein, and he's considered a hero. You did this, you kill more Palestinians, you win the elections. That's how it operates. Second one, they took our masjid, brothers. Where our governments? Where our Muslims? They took our masjid after that incident, and they partitioned the masjid. The front portion masjid, and the back portion synagogue. That's the same stunt they want to pull now with Masjidul Aqsa. Masjidul Aqsa is 35 acres, and remember what they say, that we allowed it, the Muslim Ummah was silent, they partitioned Masjid Khalilur Rahman, so the front, so let's do the same thing in Aqsa. That the front portion you keep, where Qubbatu Sakhra is the Dome of the Rock, where Surah Yasin is written, they're going to demolish it, Allah forbid, according to them, Allah forbid, it won't happen, inshallah, we cry to Allah. But remember, that is their aim. Demolish it and replace it with Haikal Sulaimani, the Temple of Solomon. That is the real politics, that is the real terrorism. So we need to understand what we are speaking about. There's no need to compromise on Islam. There's no need to be apologetic to anyone. We need to speak the facts. We need to tell and inform the people who are the real terrorists and what is really going on. To you, my brothers, sisters, children, three messages. Daily read 2 rakat salat and say, Ya Allah, protect the Haramain Sharifain, especially from the Shia. If you know Shia Azam, this is their ultimate aim. They want control over Makkah, Mukarramah, Madinah. Ya Allah, you protect Masjidul Aqsa. This is the final aim of Zionism. They want control over the Qubbatu Sakhra to replace it with Haikal Sulaimani, the Temple of Solomon. So 2 rakat salat, you make multiple intentions. Ya Allah, protect Haramain Sharifain, protect Masjidul Aqsa, protect all our masajid throughout the world, all our institutions, all our ulama, all our khankas, all our tabligh jamaat, wherever there's istimas. So in that way, 2 rakat salat, see how Allah will elevate us. 1. 2. What is the preparation for Ramadan? Fasting is a duty. What is the beauty of Ramadan? The beauty of Ramadan is Tilawatul Quran. Fasting is the duty. The beauty is Tilawatul Quran. Al-Imam Shafi'i, Rahimahullah, one Ramadan, go study his life history. 61 khatam is to make in one Ramadan. Whole day, one khatam, night time, one khatam, on the Imam's Musalla, another khatam. They were lovers of Quran. We are begging you, we appeal to you, let us make the master, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, please the master. What did he say? Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, hadith in Musnad al-Bazzar, lawadittu annaha fi qalbi kulli insanin min ummati. It is my ardent and heart desire, every one of you, O Ummah, you should be by hearting Surah Yasin, 83 verses. You should be by hearting Surah Mulk, Tabarak al-Ladhi, 30 ayahs. Each one, go open Tafsir Ibn Kathir, you will find the references. So each one, use our leisure time, you youngsters, it's holiday now. Make your target, I'll become a hafiz of Surah Yasin. I'll become a hafiz of Surah Mulk, inshallah. And last but not least, my brothers, remember our country. It's a very, very beautiful country. It has a rich history, a great history. But we know there are so many problems. So daily beg Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, Ya Allah, this freedom we have, this wonderful country we have, Allahumma aminna fi awtanina. Ya Allah, make it such that we have safety, we have security, we are protected, our wives, our children are protected. Ya Allah, not because of our shamat amal, because of our sayyat, that all this is snatched away from us. Believe you me, I've been to Spain, I've been to Uzbekistan, I've been to so many countries where Islam reached its pinnacle, but today when you go, you'll just cry and leave there. That must not happen to South Africa, brothers. The responsibility and onus is mine and yours. Let us do this collectively. Ya Allah, you gave us South Africa. From the tip of South Africa, go to countries. You will see in New Zealand, you will see in America, you will see in Europe, you will see South America. Ulama, Hufaz, from where you are, from South Africa. Where you studied, I went Vietnam now. Now I was there, 1 to 6 weeks, 8 days. And landed in Ho Chi Minh, two students came to pick me up. I don't even know the name. I said, where you studied? He said, Darul Zakariya, but you are our ustad. I said, oh, I'm Barkati ustad. Our ustad is our sheikh, Hazrat Mufti Rizaw Lakh sahab, Hazrat Mahashabir sahab. So we came to pick you up. I said, Alhamdulillah. I said, tell me what's going on here in Vietnam, Ho Chi Minh. They say that we got 98 billion people here. I thought it must be a small country. I said, how many Muslims? He said, 60, 70,000. I said, how many masjids you got? 74 masajid. I say, what you all doing? Then they look down. They say, we haven't got kitabs. I announced it on the radio. Hazrat Major Gyata, Vietnam. So then in logon ne kaha, unke paas kitabe waira nahi hai. Wo chahte ke tarjuma kare iske. To maine do tin martaba elan ki, hamara ek Durban ke saath hi bahut bada tajir. Unka safar hua Hanoi, dusri jagah, Vietnam. Maine isko kaha, tumhare paas itna paisa hai. تم اس طرف چلے جاؤ ہمارے دو فضلاء ہیں وہاں پر اور جتنے بھی کتابیں مل سکتے ہیں جمعیت سے ادھر ادھر سے ڈربن میں اور جہاں کہیں سے تو ان کے لئے لے جائیں وہ پورا ایک بوکس صندوق لے کر گیا حضرت خاص وہاں گئے وہاں سے فون کیا کہا کہ سب کتابیں ہم نے پہنچا دی See how Allah Ta'ala works. South African Kitab syllabus now in Vietnam, they will translate it in Vietnamese language. I asked one youngster, what you doing? He said, I made one student Hafiz. I said, come here to kiss your hand. You made one person Hafiz here in Vietnam. See, brothers. This is Deenul Islam. Cry to Allah. Allahumma ajalna min al-maqbulin. Ya Allah, accept us for your deen. What we want. That is the greatest acceptance. So inshallah we will listen to Hazrat Mufti Sahib, Hafidhullah, and inshallah there is a nikah also. So please stay till the end and we all can take benefit. Make dua for our honorable Ustad. Hazrat got problem with his knees, Hazrat got problem with his eyes. But all the qurbani he makes for me and you to benefit. So may Almighty Allah give our honorable Ustad and Sheikh siha, afia, long life. Allah Ta'ala keep him with us for many, many years. And inshallah Allah Ta'ala accept all the khidmat of Hazrat Mufti Sahib.
Avondale Musalla, corner of Avondale and Argyle Road. Musalla open for 5 daily Salah as well as Jummah Salah.
You are listening to the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.